and Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The suspect in the killing in New York of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson has been charged with murder. CBS's Matt Piper tells us the six-day manhunt led to a McDonald's in Pennsylvania.
26-year-old Luigi Mangione was spotted at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, by a worker who had seen photos of the person of interest in the case. Local police responded and arrested him on illegal gun and other charges.
The ID provided was, in fact, a fake ID, and he was subsequently arrested for a forgery charge.
Altoona Deputy Police Chief Derek Suo says it was an officer only on the force for 6 months who got there first.
He had asked the suspect if he had been in New York City recently, and that really invoked a physical reaction from the suspect. He became visibly nervous, kind of shaking.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Political aftershocks continue in Syria following the ouster of the Assad regime. There is a desperate search to find missing loved ones, and at one of the country's main prisons, a gruesome discovery. BBC's Lena Sinjab is in Damascus.
The rebels reported that they found at least 40 bodies inside body bags with, like, gruesome torture marks on their bodies, and they're believed to be from the Saidnaya prison. Some of them has some names on them, but the remaining are all with just numbers.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will testify in court today for the first time, facing charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust.
Prosecutors allege that he exchanged regulatory favors with media owners for positive press coverage. He is also said to have accepted lavish gifts to advance the personal interests of a billionaire Hollywood producer. Mr. Netanyahu denies the allegations.
BBC's David Harper. The Trump administration's mass deportation operation will begin in Chicago, according to President-elect Trump's border czar.
Tom Homan, speaking at a holiday party in Chicago, tells Illinois Republicans that right after President-elect Donald Trump is inaugurated for his new term, the biggest deportation operation the country has ever seen will begin. Homan says the plan includes verifying the status of asylum seekers and arresting people who harbor criminals. He also says if Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson doesn't want to help, he should step aside.
But if he impedes us, if he knowingly harbors or conceals an illegal alien, I will prosecute him.
Mayor Johnson said after the November election that Chicago will protect immigrants. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
There's a large brush fire now at Malibu, California, dubbed the Franklin Fire. It's now about 30 acres in size. No structures have been damaged yet, but some have been threatened. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department deputies have been evacuating residents living in areas near the flames. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Badgers losing their quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers' starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, has announced he's entered the transfer portal. Van Dyke suffered a torn ACL in his right knee week 3, ending his season. He was replaced by Braden Locke. Wisconsin has hired a new offensive coordinator, 58-year-old Jeff Grimes, most recently with Kansas. NBA, the Bucks host the Magic tonight in Milwaukee. It's an NBA Cup quarterfinal game. Major League Baseball meetings underway in Dallas. The Brewers say that Christian Yelich making progress from his back surgery. Manager Pat Murphy on shortstop Willie Adames leaving the team in free agency after signing with the Giants.
Willie, the guy can play, man. You want the ball hit to him in a big situation. You want him at the plate. He plays every day and you want him up in every big situation. He's proven it time and time again. That's who he is. He loves it. He revels in it. I mean, we've lost a lot. We lost Burns. We lost Hader in the recent years. But losing this guy. Woo.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a moviegoer who likes Thanksgiving leftovers, you probably found something to enjoy at the movies this past weekend. Only one new release was able to crack the top 5, and only 3 flicks cracked the top 10. In first place, to no one's surprise, was Moana 2, which pulled in another $52 million in its second weekend in theaters. Coming in second place was Wicked, with a $34 million haul and $320 million take worldwide. And in third place is Gladiator 2, with $12.5 million. Indian action mystery thriller Pushpa 2, The Rule, brought brought in almost $10 million on just 1,200 screens to grab fourth place. Red One took fifth place. A24's latest, Y2K, pulled in a disappointing $2 million in its first week in release, good for eighth place. A re-release of Christopher Nolan's Interstellar took sixth place with $4.5 million on only 165 screens nationwide. There should be some big box office activity this coming week with the release of a new Lord of the Rings film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the lower to middle 20s overnight with a breezy west wind. The clouds stay with us on Tuesday. Temperatures climbing to the upper 20s. Northwest wind still a bit breezy. By Wednesday, there will be a chance of snow. It's 30 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jazz Gallery for the Arts in Milwaukee is having a fundraiser. We'll find out how you can help out, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is the time. It's 11 o'clock. It's time for the Civic Media Statewide Text to Win Contest. Our grown-up gift list is now underway. So here is the word you need to text using the Civic Media app. The word this hour is snow, S-N-O-W. The word this hour is snow. This is for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Each hourly entry qualifies you for one of the grand prizes in the grown-up gift list. Everything from an espresso machine to robot vacuums. There will be 8 grown-up gift grand prize winners from this statewide text to win contest. So you have until noon to text the word snow, S-N-O-W, via the Civic Media app. You have to use the app, so if you don't have it, just go to wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app. It is absolutely free. We are very delighted to be joined by our colleague and friend and host of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba from 6 to 8 p.m. You're so famous, I didn't know if you'd actually be able to join us, Pete, now that you got your your whole own article in the Cap Times with a headline that reads, PBS host, screenwriter, shines nightlight on Wisconsin with radio gig by Victoria Davis. Well done, Pete. Nice article.
Thank you. That was really fun. I've been reading the Cap Times for years, and I have Rob Thomas, who used to work for the Cap Times on my show quite a bit to talk movies and TV. So, it was fun. It was fun to get some downstate pub for this northern Wisconsin boy.
Absolutely. Well, you have quite a history. So for people who are not familiar with your background, take us back a little bit to all of the things that you've done.
You want me to go like prenatal or start?
Maybe not yes. Prenatal.
Yes.
Maybe start, after high school or college.
I wrote a couple jokes in the womb. I don't use them anymore. I've written some new stuff since. I started in show business kind of when I was in college. I just started doing stand-up comedy. I did some contests in Chicago. And then I, for about 7 or 8 years, was Chicago-based as a comedian, traveled all over and was on TV, which was fun. And then got lucky and sold some screenplays when I moved to LA and sort of put stand-up on the back burner. But since then, I've been writing primarily and doing some acting. And I've always had trouble kind of picking a lane. But I've done some really fun stuff and met some great people. And since I moved back to Wisconsin, I've been hosting, doing some on-air stuff for PBS Wisconsin TV. And found a home here at Nightlight, which is fun because I get to talk about all the stuff I've experienced over the last 30 years, which has been really just a gas, you know?
Well, and it's a really lovely way to wrap up the day. I think for folks, if you're tired of news and you're looking for something that's just a little more light and isn't necessarily so angst driven.
toughest numbers, yeah.
Right. But what kind of stand-up did you do when you were out on the circuit? Was it observational? Was it, what kind of stuff did you do?
Very dirty.
Really?
No, I was not. I was pretty, most. World and being a comedian himself, you have to have your clean sets.
Yeah.
Pardon me. And then, you know, I would have more fun maybe, or take things a little further when I was on the road and that kind of stuff. But it was observational for the most part. And I wrote jokes as well, but I also told some stories and stuff like that. You know,
I've always thought that writing clean comedy is much harder. It's always easy to go to profanity and crudeness.
Right. And Greg, back me up. If you agree with this, Greg, like my thing is, I don't care if someone's dirty or not, but you have to make me laugh clean first. If you're funny, that's great. Then I don't care, you know, but it's the guys that relied only on being dirty or using swear words or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of like, yeah, whatever. And they're hard to follow too on the road. So that's no fun either.
A lot of times, I mean, it depends on the room, of course, but a lot of times the comics who rely on more profanity or more blue humor, you know, that kind of thing, they tend to be more like raucous and energetic. And they can, and if you go up there with like, well, you know, what's really weird about airline food is, and they're going to be like, what is right. this? I think when it comes to clean humor, because to me, there's clean humor, which can be suggestive. It doesn't have bad language.
Sure. Right.
It doesn't say anything outright, but it leads the listener or the viewer down a path to make their own conclusions. There are people out there who do. I mean, Pete, you know this. There is a whole circuit of clean church comics who go to churches and do family friendly. You bring your 4-year-old to this 100% clean. And that is one. You make so much money.
I know.
They make so much money doing this. And two, the parameters are so strict. I mean, it's not.
I bet.
So, like, there's different levels of clean. There's different levels of dirty. And my thing with dirty is that if you can simply pull out the swear words, because I find that a lot of comics, they're saying those words because they're just popping their heads. They don't, like, I have a word where I have to say the F word. I have to say that F word to make the joke work. If I say any other word, it doesn't work. I also don't have to do that joke if I don't need to.
Sure.
But, like, right. if you listen to a comic, you can say, hey, you just don't swear. All your material still works, but you're swearing on stage. You're not a blue comic. You just are right. kind of not, you're not memorizing your script, if you will.
Exactly. No, that's a great point. And then I think there's something in between, like the dry bar.
Yeah.
You know, they're clean, but they're not like there's
squeaky.
Like church comedy. Or, exactly. Right. So pardon me, but you're right. And like I pardon me, those guys are hard to follow because, you know, especially the guy that will go up and do like all local jokes.
Yeah.
You know, you got two guys traveling and in fact, I made a film called The Godfather of Green Bay, and Thomas Lennon plays that character to a T. He goes up and does all the local humor, gets the crowd all riled up. Mm-hmm. And then he introduces the next comic as a Bear fan. So he's digging himself out of a hole, you know,
right off the bat. Yeah.
Yeah. And it can happen no matter where you go. There's those guys that they just want to go up and kill. They're not looking down the road. They're trying to get laughs right now from locals or take the easy road, whether it's swearing or just local jokes that only the locals would get, you know.
I have so much respect for guys who, for anyone who does stand up.
Yeah.
I think it's an incredibly difficult art form. Mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity to try it a number of years ago. Will Durst. Will Durst, Waukesha guy, in San Francisco for years. And he actually invited me to open for him a number of years ago. I was so bad. I was so bad.
How bad were you?
It was two nights and I went home and rewrote my entire set.
Yeah.
So it was slightly less bad, but still kind of bad. But I wrote a lot of stuff about growing up at a funeral home.
Yeah. Which is great. That's great material. And even though it's very specific and pointed, like not a lot of people can relate to it because everyone's been to, most people have been to a funeral home. Most people have been to a funeral. They know about death and they can access that dark humor point, like of their brain.
Right.
And that's a very, very, I mean, it's a very, it's rife with
possibilities. Yeah, well, that was the longest 22 minutes of my life. I will never do that again.
He had you do 22 minutes?
I don't remember. Maybe it was, I don't remember how long it was. Just felt like an eternity.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that you killed with funeral home jokes.
Hey-oh.
And you died on stage.
Oh,
so you really threw a...
Peach Schwabe, everybody. Nightlight here on Civic Media.
Stand up.
Peach Schwabe is the host of Nightlight, and you can hear it weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. all across the Civic Media Radio Network, all things entertainment and movies and television.
It's really fun to be on that show, too. Like, it's just a good time.
Oh, you guys are both great guests. Yeah, it was fun. And Jane, you know, I've been a fan of yours forever since we're doing news at WTMJ. And you guys both have great senses of humor. So it's fun. And that's what we do on Nightlight. We talk music, comedy, movies, TV, current events, fun stuff happening in Wisconsin. We do like ghost stories once in a while. We just try to keep it interesting, but also kind of lighthearted for people to kind of unwind after a long day, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Well, and you had John Legend on your show. How did that come about?
You know, it was, we kind of piggybacked on the whole political campaigning thing. You know, a lot of these celebrities wanted to get on local radio, especially in swing states. And John was good enough to come on the show, and he talked politics a little bit. And then I used the opportunity to sort of ask them about, or ask him or other guests about what they're up to and that kind of stuff. And he had a great sense of humor. Like, he laughed at my crazy jokes, and he was just a really, really solid guy, you know, and a very good interview and very, very seasoned at being interviewed. You know, you can tell the people that really know how to make the host feel good and how to get their point across. He was great.
He is an entertainer in the classical sense of the, I mean, singer, dancer, piano player, actor, all the things. And that when you see him interviewed, he just has a style that just says, hello.
Like, I'm cool.
I'm cool. Yeah. Like, if this was a couple decades ago, he'd have a cigarette in one hand and a glass of scotch in the other and be like,
in a smoking jacket.
Exactly. Welcome to my show. I'm John Legend.
Right. And he's the guy that like was playing the piano for church groups. He was a church music director at like 16.
Wow.
So this guy is like so confident in his abilities. He has no pretense. It was just like, he's a real guy, or at least that's how he came across, you know.
And what I love about that is that he could be a real poop because of all of his accomplishments, right? And he could be standoffish, and I'm sure you've done some not great interviews with celebrities. I know I have. And think about who was the worst interview you ever did, Pete. I would be very curious to compare.
Well, as someone who's been a real poop during an interview, I will say that, I don't know. You know, when I've been interviewed, that's been rough. But I would say, you know, I've had a host that tried to either be funny immediately because he thought you were a comedian and he was getting your name wrong and he couldn't wait to do time and temp as opposed to the interview, like that kind of stuff. But I would say most of the celebrities I've interviewed, Jane, whether it was, you know, on the radio or just or working with them as a writer, are just pretty down to earth people. I've heard other people's horror stories. I really don't have any horror story like that, though.
Well, that's nice. I have a couple. We're going to continue our conversation with Pete Schwabe on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. We are talking to our colleague, Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight, 6 to 8 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. I just want to remind you to get out your phone, get on the Civic Media app, and text the word snow, S-N-O-W, text the word snow until noon today. Every hourly entry qualifies you for one of 8 grand prizes. It's our grown-up gift list statewide text-to-win contest. This hour, text the word snow, and you could pick up an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And again, if you don't have the Civic Media app yet, just go to wherever you get your apps. It is absolutely free.
Absolutely. Get it, Pete Schwabe, comedian extraordinaire.
But is the word snow? I'm just trying
you
to text here.
You and can't I don't... win.
You can't win, Pete.
You can't win.
No, I'm sorry.
Because you work
trust me,
for this company.
I have a lot of thoughts on this one, Pete. Lots of thoughts.
Andrew from Maine, by the way, texting in and casting aspersions on you and having Todd Alba on your show so that he can promote his hour to text in so he can win the contest.
Isn't that laugh?
It doesn't sound like you're disputing devious? That.
Like this nefarious. No, I did have Todd on. He was great.
He is great
on the cam, and he was like Todd and I had a handshake deal to split the winnings. it didn't materialize. He said something about inappropriateness. Whatever. He's got his thing.
Todd said something about inappropriateness. Amazing.
He would never do that.
You know, the guy who I have his promo so ingrained in my head, the watch Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Invite people. I hear that in my sleep. Literally, it's like a song you can get out of your head. And at first I was laughing at it because it's very funny. And he and Aaron are hilarious. And I'm like, stop thinking about Todd Alba watching Netflix. That's all I can think about.
I assume tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations because these just came out today. I got to tell you, Pete, I feel so out of it because I haven't heard of so many of these. So like for best motion picture drama, we've got The Brutalist. Never heard of it. A Complete Unknown. That's about Bob Dylan. That I know.
Yes.
Conclave was about a new pope. Dune Part Two. I don't need to see
it was
that.
About more
Dune. More Dune. Nickel Boys and September 5th. I haven't heard of any of those films.
Well, you're not really behind, Jane, because a lot of these films come out toward the end of the year. They want to get them in time for the award shows. So I haven't seen, there's no excuse. I should have seen Conclave now by now, but I live in kind of a smaller area. It was in the theater for like 5 days.
And that was it.
Close to Thanksgiving. Yeah. So I got a, that's on Netflix or on, you can stream that now, I think, and pay the $20, which I'll do. But like, you know, The Brutalist doesn't even come out, I don't think, until December 20th. So a lot of these films people haven't had a chance to see yet, you know, but, and you can stream, Emilia Perez, I think on Netflix right now. I think that is available. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it, Greg?
I've not yet. I love Selena Gomez and I just, the cast looks amazing, but that's a lot that they're doing a lot nowadays is they're putting them in the theaters for the minimum amount of time they need to be in
to be qualified.
Because before that, Netflix couldn't get an Academy Award because it's home viewing. So now they throw it in a movie theater for a weekend and they qualify and then they, you know, spend $200 million on a Santa Claus movie.
Well, and the Brutalist is like over 3.5 hours. So, you know, that's brutal enough, but you have to watch that. You got to plan your whole evening. Or
seriously, what is it about?
Well, that's an A24 movie. Those movies are artsy.
Right. Yeah. Adrian Brody, Guy Pearce, Felicity Jones, I think. It's a post-World War II drama.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Looks great.
Schedule some time for that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to pack a lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then this is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Greg Bach, but we...
Uh-oh.
Best TV series for musical or comedy, Abbott Elementary. I'm good with that. Hacks.
Love it.
Absolutely. I love that show so much. Only Murders in the Building. Fine. Nobody Wants This. Never heard of it. The Gentleman. Also never heard of it. The Bear is not a comedy.
That's a tough one.
I will die on that hill.
Whoa, James.
I will.
Listen.
And he's rolling. Greg is rolling his eyes.
Her hill's already flown solo. On
her hills are. Jane's hills are real well thought out. Let me tell you, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a toss up. I mean, I do laugh when I watch the show, but it. I don't know.
It's a drama. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy. It's a drama.
Okay.
The Bear and Hacks. There's no comparison.
That's true. There's, well, I agree with that. I laugh more at Hacks, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win.
Yeah.
Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
I don't know. I think they'd probably destroy
best
everything.
Best TV series, drama, Golden Globe nominees, The Day of the Jackal, The Diplomat.
Day of the Jackal is boring.
You said The Diplomat is really good.
The Diplomat's so good.
Love The Diplomat. I've been watching The Day of the Jackal. It's I like it. I stuck with it, but it starts very slow.
Yes.
But there's some good turns as you go. It's good. It's decent.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I heard really good things about it.
Shogun.
Same.
Oh my God. That movie just that show destroyed last year too.
Us. It did. It took, but I don't get Shogun. First of all, I'm mad because it has so many subtitles. I can't play video poker and watch it at the same time.
However, to concentrate.
Yeah, but like nothing happened at the end. I'm like, I was so let down, and they killed off a main character. I don't get the.
It's
love
only going to be one season. It's a limited. It's done.
Oh, I heard. Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense then. It kind of has to be.
Also, Slow Horses. I've heard good things about that with Gary Oldman.
I like it a lot.
And
I got through the whole thing in about 3 weeks.
Oh, no kidding. And Squid Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I've not
you.
Seen Squid Game.
Mm-mm.
Can't bring myself to watch that. Have you seen the news about Keira Knightley, though? She, not a lot of people know this. In Love Actually, that scene with the cue cards with Andrew Lincoln. She was 17.
She was 17.
Playing a newlywed to a guy who's like 10 years older than her and then being wooed by a guy like 14 years older than her.
And she told him, this is creepy.
Wow.
Yeah, I cannot believe that. I had no idea. They should change the name to Love Predatorially.
I knew she was young. I didn't realize she was that young. My goodness.
Crazy. I didn't either. I had no idea. It's kind of hard to read that even though.
Yeah.
Check out Pete Schwabe tonight and every weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. with Nightlight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so much, Pete. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys very much. Have a great day.
News is coming up next. When we return, we're going to talk food, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Drink Up Edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Investigators say Luigi Mangione, charged with murdering a healthcare CEO, had documents critical of healthcare. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
In some dark corners, this killer is being hailed as a hero. Hear me on this. He is no hero.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has arrived at a Tel Aviv court to testify in his corruption trial. The rebels who ousted Syria's Bashar al-Assad are taking control, as the BBC's David Harper reports.
The Syrian rebel leader Abu Mohammed al-Jalali has said Mohammed al-Bashir, who headed the administration in Idlib, will be the interim prime minister. He has also named a small cabinet so that public services can resume.
President-elect Trump said members of the House January 6 committee should be jailed.
Some of the members of the committee and associates of that select committee have sought out legal counsel to help to navigate these political and legal waters in the weeks and months ahead.
CBS's Robert Costa.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Badgers losing their quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers' starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, has announced he's entered the transfer portal. Van Dyke suffered a torn ACL in his right knee, week three, ending his season. He was replaced by Braden Locke. Wisconsin has hired a new offensive coordinator, 58-year-old Jeff Grimes, most recently with Kansas. NBA, the Bucks host the Magic tonight in Milwaukee. It's an NBA Cup quarterfinal game. Major League Baseball meetings underway in Dallas. The Brewers say that Christian Yelich, making progress from his back surgery. Manager Pat Murphy on shortstop Willy Adames leaving the team in free agency after signing with the Giants.
Willy, the guy can play, man. You want the ball hit to him in a big situation. You want him at the plate. He plays every day and you want him up in every big situation. He's proven it time and time again. That's who he is. He loves it. He revels in it. I mean, we've lost a lot. We lost Burns. We lost Hader in the recent years. But losing this guy. Woo.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix. Not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all three of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the lower to middle 20s overnight with a breezy west wind. The clouds stay with us on Tuesday. Temperatures climbing to the upper 20s. Northwest wind still a bit breezy. By Wednesday, there will be a chance of snow. It's 30 at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and Civic Media's own Rich Lucchesio, Swedish jazz queen Gunnhild Carling, and Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger. Let's light it up like it's a school night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Sandwich, sandwich, I'm
We need more of this, Calvin.
Wait, what was the... Just mayonnaise and cheese?
What's the song, Calvin? Where did you find this?
It is Sandwich by Perry Grip. I don't know.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is day one of Civic Media's latest statewide text to win contest. It's the Grown Up Gift List Contest now underway. We will give you a special word that you need to text in via the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't downloaded it yet, go to wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media app. It's completely free. And then you can text in the word 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's your chance to pick up $100 in cash or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And every hourly entry qualifies you for one of eight grand prizes, including a robot vacuum, espresso machine, some pretty nice stuff in there. The word this hour is snow, S-N-O-W. The word this hour is snow. So if you haven't done so already, text the word via the Civic Media app. Text the word snow, S-N-O-W, and you will be entered. And then your next shot is in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd. So make sure you join Todd for that as well. I feel so out of touch, and I hope I'm not the only one, because you guys both know about this.
Oh, yeah.
I've lived here almost all of my life, and I have never heard of this. Mm-hmm. This is an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Rachel Bernhard. Headline reads, "My Kingdom for a Classic Chopped Cheese Sandwich in Milwaukee."
Okay.
You've heard of a chopped cheese sandwich?
I have. I've eaten a chopped cheese sandwich.
Calvin, have you had a chopped... You've heard of a chopped cheese sandwich?
I've heard of them. I've never had one.
So, I have never heard of this.
Okay.
Never, ever.
I mean, this...
And when I first heard it, I thought, so what? It's just a bunch of slices of cheese on a sandwich.
Dear God, no.
That's not what it is.
Not at all.
Why don't you explain it, Greg Bach?
Well, as far as I know, like, a chopped cheese sandwich is... So there is one available at a little restaurant called Sassy Bee's in Kenosha. And I've had a couple times now, and a chopped cheese sandwich is very simple. It is literally just chopped up beef, like
ground beef
with with cheese and like lettuce. And you can throw pickles on there if you want. You don't have to, but it's mainly like, it's basically like a burger that you just chop it up and you put it on a bun.
So it's a different name for a hamburger. Isn't that a loose meat sandwich?
Oh, I don't know what the parameters of first of all, terrible name for a sandwich. Yeah. I just really do not like that at all.
I go with you on that.
But I mean, I'm now looking at what a loose, yeah, honestly, it looks like a tavern sandwich. It's also called, I don't know what the difference is. Loose meat looks like it has the potential of being almost sloppy Joe without the mixture.
Okay. Without the lettuce and stuff.
Whereas with the chopped cheese, the binding property is the cheese. So you put you chop all the meat up, mm-hmm. and then put the cheese in there, and then you put it on the bun. The bun's usually like a hoagie roll, a small hoagie roll, or a small brat roll, or brat bun. And I mean, that's about it. I will say the one at Sassy Bee's, I don't know if this is like with all of them, but they're also very salty. So but I'm telling you, Jane.
Is it delicious?
It's so delicious.
According to the article in the Journal Sentinel, a chopped cheese sandwich includes ground beef griddled mm-hmm. with onions, chopped up together, topped with American cheese, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and ketchup, served on a hero roll wrapped tightly in foil.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a cheeseburger sent through a shredder.
Yeah.
She says, this is so much greater than the sum of its parts. That's high praise for a sandwich. The crisp lettuce and juicy tomato offset the deep umami flavor of the charred beef and sweet, soft onions. The blanket of cheese that binds it all together is melty, gooey, and marvelous.
I'm not very good at that kind of food talk, All I'm just going to say is, like, it's a chopped up sandwich that tastes good.
See, and where I would vary from this is I would not put ketchup on this.
You don't have to. I think
you would ruin it.
I mean, you can put whatever you want on it. Personally.
Well, right. It's not
like a Chicago dog thing where you, oh my God.
There's very specific rules.
Yeah, the parameters are deep.
Hot Dish Pastry has debuted a chopped cheese special on the menu. That includes pickles. As you said, apparently you can do this any way you want. What I want to know is, am I the only dummy who has never heard of this before?
Well, first of all, let's stop with that talk, okay? I'm sure there's other things that you've had that I've never had, I've never heard of. So it doesn't mean you're a dummy.
Well, it just seems like everybody knows about chopped cheese sandwiches.
But it's not, in my opinion, Calvin, back me up here. I don't think this is a Wisconsin thing. This isn't a Wisconsin staple.
Yeah, no, I don't think this is a Wisconsin thing at all. The reason I know about it is really just because I'm chronically online, and like there was like a trend for a while where this guy in New York, and I actually think it was the guy running the bodega, not actually the person going in that to his TikTok account, was it? But they'd like go in and be like, yo, can I get a chopped cheese on a roll? And like do their order, and then he'd like make it for him, and it was like a TikTok thing. So that's how I'm aware of what a chopped cheese is.
I'm telling you this right now, Jane, I need more of Calvin being like, hey, yo, give me a chopped cheese on a hero roll. Yeah, make a face.
She does say in this article, I had heard about the beloved regional sandwich, the sandwich popularized in bodegas across New York, specifically in Harlem, where the chopped cheese sandwich is said to have originated in the 1990s. But before she had hit the mothership in Bayview, she had never had a chopped cheese sandwich. And she's a big proponent of having it wrapped in tinfoil because it makes it all nice and melty.
Does help with the melting. There is a food truck park right by the Laughing Tap, which is the comedy club that I'm a co-owner of. It's called Zocalo. It's a food truck park. And there was a place there called Meat & Co. that had a chopped cheese there. I never had a chance to try it. And Vanguard, as it said in the article, had one once. But I would say if you want, like, the only place that I know of that has it on the regular on their menu is Sazzy Bee's in Kenosha. And it is good.
They open later in the day, though.
They open at like 4 o'clock, but they also have weekend hours. They have a great brunch. We're not endorsed by Sazzy Bee's in any way, shape, or form, but we'll take free
food. We're open to that.
We're open to endorsements and free food. But I honestly, like, I will, what I might do, I just don't know how they reheat. Maybe what we could do is get ourselves a chopped cheese.
Okay.
Tape your reaction, and then we can put it on the show. Because I don't want to bring in a cold chopped cheese and reheat
That's
it.
It
might not be good.
I agree.
But like I said, they don't open till 4, but it's worth it. And their brunch is spectacular. The best potatoes I've ever had. But that's the only place I know that has it on the regular.
If you have fond memories of chopped cheese sandwich and you would like to share it, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Maybe you know there's a place where you are.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, wherever you are across the state, maybe you're in Oshkosh and there's this great chopped cheese sandwich.
Yeah. I just tweeted at Rachel Bernhard the suggestion on Sazzy Bee's. If we know more, we can help her out. And also, is there a food that you, like, have you ever heard of the chopped cheese? Have you not? Is it something else called there? Or maybe there is a food that you all of a sudden heard about. Like, a lot of people don't know what they, because it's kind of an old-timey term, S on a shingle.
Oh, yes. Chip beef, right?
Chip beef.
Yep.
It looks disgusting.
It does look disgusting.
But, oh, mother glory, is it tasty. It's, once again, it's a high deliverer of salt.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Andrew from Maine texting in, listening on WAUK. Jane, I have never heard of chopped cheese sandwiches either, so you are not alone. Thank you, Andrew.
There you go. You're not dumb. You just never heard of it. It's not a Wisconsin thing. I mean, you've heard of the chip beef. You've heard of cannibal sandwiches.
Yes.
Those are
yes.
Wisconsin proud.
I would love to know if you've got a chopped cheese place in your area. You can sing their praises right now. At 855-752-4842. While we're on the subject of food.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
I know, because we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, right before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about tater tot casserole wars.
Oh my God.
And our engineer, one of our engineers, Chris Casper, texted in and said he was going to make a corned beef tater tot hot dish. And he did over the weekend. And I got to say, it looks so good. It looks really, really good.
Looks like he's like, oh, I think I'm going to try it. This looks like he's been making it for decades. It looked perfect.
Yeah.
It looked delicious.
Chris is a really good cook. He's a great, I call him Soupmeister too. He makes great soup.
Soupmeister?
Soupmeister.
I'll remember that one. Mm-hmm. Well, now he is casserole meister.
Hot dish.
Hot dish.
He was very specific that it was a hot dish.
Okay, whatever. I don't really, fine.
But he so you start with very thin ground beef and then a bunch of sauerkraut and then a bunch of Thousand Island dressing. Mm-hmm. And you mix that all up and then you add, I'm assuming it's Swiss cheese. And you mix that all up, and you spread it in the pan, and you cover it with tots. And then, of course, because it is Wisconsin, you have to put more cheese on it.
More cheese.
And more Thousand Island dressing.
That's right. And then you bake it up. Wha-bam!
We're going to have to make him make us one.
Correct. I think we're going to have to ask our station manager to install a full kitchen with working oven.
Just for that.
Yes. And then we'll have a cooking class we will do once.
Cooking and with Chris.
Cooking with Chris.
Cooking with Casper.
Oh, yes.
We'll just have to knock out a wall and put in a full
it's
kitchen.
It's fine. It's easy. We'll have Calvin do it. He's young.
Tony on the live stream. I have also never heard of it. Thank you, Tony. Okay. I want to try it now.
I know.
It sounds yummy.
Yes. Let's put down the whole I've never heard of it thing. Let's just go out and do it. Or make your own. I mean, it seems like a very easy sandwich to make.
It does, but there's something about the griddle, though. There is something mm-hmm. magical that happens with a griddle, and I do not have a griddle.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I think that there is a different, I think things caramelize differently on a griddle.
Maybe a griddle pan, if you have one of those, possibly. But, I mean, at the very least, give it a shot.
Well, we will include this in our show notes if you would like to check out the chopped cheese sandwich, this article from Rachel Bernhardt in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It really does sound pretty tasty.
I'm so hungry now. I didn't have an appetite at all this morning, and now I just want the worst for me food.
Well, we're going to continue sort of along the food vein.
Oh, we're going to ruin your day, folks.
Coming up, it's This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Drink Up Edition. Yeah, that might kill your appetite, so then you won't be quite so hungry.
Yep.
Don't forget, you have until noon to text the word via the Civic Media app. Text the word snow, S-N-O-W. The word this hour is snow to have a shot at picking up an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and then be in the running for one of eight grand prizes in our statewide text to win contest. So if you haven't done so yet, text the word snow, S-N-O-W, and we will return with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sandwich, sandwich, I'm in love with you. You've got lettuce and tomatoes too. Mayonnaise and cheese, you're the one for me.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. If you're watching on the live stream, you can leave a comment there as well on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is the hour to text the word.
Mm-hmm.
Via the Civic Media app, you must use the Civic Media app to text in the word snow, S-N-O-W. Text the word snow by noon today, and you are in the running for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and have a shot at one of 8 grown-up gift grand prize winners from our statewide text-to-win contest. This hour's word is snow, S-N-O-W, for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. If you have not done so yet, text that in via the Civic Media app. Your next word will be coming your way with Todd Albaugh at 1 o'clock and then Dominic Salvia in the 4 o'clock hour. So make sure you tune in for that. It is 11:53. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today's Tisbet is Drink Up Edition.
Oh, God.
From Food and Wine magazine. Headline reads from Stacy Lisaka, drinkable mayonnaise is now a thing. A convenience store chain is putting Nomu Mayo, its new drinkable mayonnaise, through a test sale period to see how people respond. Have you ever been in the middle of making a sandwich, smearing on your favorite mayonnaise, and thought to yourself, man, I really wish I could just drink it?
Because, I'm going to stop you right there. No.
Because if so, you lucky thing, now is your moment. Last month, a Japanese convenience store chain launched Nomu Mayo, a drinkable mayonnaise that you can pick up in a cup and start chugging away before you even leave the store. Yes, Greg Buck?
First of all, tons of questions.
Yeah.
This wasn't invented in Wisconsin?
This is in Japan.
So
you can't blame us for this.
No, but I feel like also with that, enough perseverance, every mayo is drinkable.
True.
Yeah.
Probably not safe.
Well,
but true.
When you've hit drinkable mayo, I really feel like, quote unquote, safe isn't top of your list.
The convenience store chain Lawson describes Nomu Mayo as a chilled drink mayo that fanatics have long been waiting for. And it sells for about $1.30. It's actually not mayonnaise, though. So you can't go and get your can of Hellman's and, I mean, I guess you could. According to one user on Twitter who tried it, the product is made with milk, dairy-type products, and mayonnaise seasoning.
So this is mayo-flavored water. Cream.
Or mayo-flavored, yeah.
Mayo milk. Shake. It's mayo shake.
Yeah. They're putting the product out for a test sale period to see how people respond. And while the general reaction online has been confusion, it has also led many to at least be curious enough to try it for scientific reasons.
I'm sorry, but the word scientific and reason are doing some real heavy lifting on this one.
One commenter on Twitter said, "I love mayonnaise, but I draw the line at drinking it."
I love finding people's bottoms.
And one person just said, "No. No."
See, here's the problem is that they have their mayo shakenaise.
Oh, shakenaise.
What's America going to do to put their foot on the rock and roll like monitor of life to like strap guitar and be like, "Oh yeah, you have drinkable mayo. We got drinkable ranch."
Watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good point, Greg Bach. One Reddit user who tried drinkable mayonnaise said, quote, "I just tried it and it's awful. Just like you'd expect. Liquid mayo, salty, mayo-y, maybe a bit dilly. Not sure about the last one, but I couldn't handle more than one sip." Another Twitter user said, "I tried it so you don't have to," tipped it down the drain. We'll keep up on this and see how this is just a test run for drinkable mayo in Japan. Drinkable mayo is now a thing.
Whether we like it or not. And thus we open the second envelope of the apocalypse. Calvin, as our resident young person and daredevil in chief, would you try the drinkable mayonnaise?
No.
Okay.
I guess I don't understand what was stopping people from drinking mayonnaise before.
Well, I think it's they've thinned it out.
They've thinned it out
so that people can drink it. Yeah. So, and what is mayonnaise seasoning? That's a whole nother debate.
Well, my guess is it's the seasoning of the egg and the oil.
And that's kind of it.
That's pretty much mayonnaise, right?
It's eggs and that's what I thought. All right. Well, anyway.
Now we're going to drink it. We're doing it. I feel like we're in. We're so curious.
We'll do this with our... Well, that can be our drink for our chopped cheese sandwich. That wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We have news coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. He will have your next word for our statewide text to win contest coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers is in with Tuesday Tangents and more of our grown-up gift list text to win contest. It's statewide. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard.
Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Protesters, some with pictures of Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas outside the Tel Aviv courthouse as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived to testify in his corruption trial. Reporter Linda Gradstein.
Netanyahu is charged with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in three separate cases and maintains he is innocent. It will be the first time a sitting Israeli prime minister takes the stand in a criminal trial and comes as Israel is involved in maintaining a fragile ceasefire with Hezbollah in Lebanon and closely watching events in Syria. The trial is expected to last at least a year.
The Israeli military is denying reports its forces are just 15 miles from Damascus, saying they have not gone outside the border buffer zone. The sudden end to Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad's brutal reign is generating hope for many that their missing loved ones might be found in his crowded prison.